I was over at Home Depot, and I walked up, and we didn't have a washing machine. They had a dryer, but we didn't have a washing machine, and I didn't have one for the mobile home. So I'm walking down the aisle, and there's a brand new Maytag sitting there, and it has $165 off on the price. It wasn't one of the big ones. It was a smaller one, but that's exactly what I needed for that mobile home. I looked at that, and I called the salesman. I said, why is this got this tremendous discount? He said, well, somebody bought it and took it home with them and used it one time, and it wasn't what they wanted. It wasn't big enough or something, so they brought it back, and they bought another one. I said, is it guaranteed? And he said, oh, yeah, perfect. Nothing wrong with it. It's perfect. Has a full warranty and everything. And I said, I believe it was $165 off on the price. Maytag, too. And I like Maytag. They're the best there is. I said, I'll take it. So I bought it, took it over and put it in the mobile home. On the way down, Phil told me today, we've hooked everything up and it works perfect. Now, why did I get $165 off? Because we're obeying the King. We're serving God. Now see, this, as we come back from the break in a few minutes, this is what we're going to talk about. This is where you can go if you don't obey God. Now, how many of you want to live in this first 2 hours we talked about today? Nobody wants to live there, do they? Well, you don't have to. But if you don't obey Him, you're going to live there. And that's why a lot of you are here, because you have lived there. You have lived in sickness and disease. But you don't have to. Under this new covenant, God's done some great things for us. And so now then, we come to the new covenant, and we see what we can do, and we start with Matthew chapter 9, verse 2. I don't know if you got all of them in there, Dave, or not, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Matthew 6, that one is. Yeah, 9. Matthew 9, 2 was the first one. There it is. Okay, praise the Lord. Let's start out on this second portion, and let's see what some of the things the Lord did. It says here in Matthew 9:2, it says, some people brought to Him a paralyzed man on a mat. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, take heart, son, your sins are forgiven. Now, what did he do? What did he say? You're healed? No, what the first thing he said? You're what? Your sins are forgiven. What is it in all those other scriptures, the first 2 hours in the Old Covenant, what was it that brought all this devastation upon all these people? Sin. It ain't never changed. Sin is what brings sickness and disease upon you and me today. But thank goodness, because of the love of Jesus, whenever He forgave the young man, He says, your sins are forgiven. Then that paralyzed young man was healed. In fact, just a few moments ago, Cheryl came up to me and says, this lady back here in the walker is in such pain, she's going to have to leave. Her legs are hurting her. Would you go pray for her? She's got to go. And so I went back there and I prayed for her, and our King, while I was praying for her, took away the pain in her legs. So she come and sat down, and she's praising God. That's her sitting right there in the light blue. Doesn't it feel better without pain? Amen. We serve an awesome, merciful, wonderful God, folks. He's alive and well. And He's in this room today. Praise the King. He's here. He's a wonderful God. We love Him. We praise Him. We thank Him for all the wonderful things He does. And I love serving the King. And I love being one of His sons. And I love knowing His promises. And I love working with God and seeing Him do these wonderful things for His people. There's not anything like serving the Lord. So as we saw what the Lord did in Matthew 9:2, then let's go on to Mark chapter 2. Verse 3 through 17. Mark 2, it says, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't get to Jesus through the crowd, so they dug through the clay roof above His head. Then they lowered the sick man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Now, you know, isn't that amazing? I had a man come here the other day and make a statement after some of the miracles that were talked about here. Said, I don't understand how you can have a place that there's a place to sit in this place. He said, with the miracles that happened here, he said, I can't imagine the whole city of Dallas not being out here on a Saturday afternoon. Well, they don't know it. They don't believe. I mean, even the church don't believe. The church, I mean, you know how many years I was in church and I would have never had the faith to pray for a precious daughter of the King like that did a while ago with that? I expected our King to do something great for her when I went back there to pray for her. That's where I live today. You know, then I didn't live there. I didn't know He done these great things. So God won't let you go beyond knowledge. If I'm not willing to spend my time with the King, He's not willing to give me nothing. He says, if you will diligently seek me. Diligently. Is that what He said? Wow. So these four men carried this man. They lowered the sick man on his mat down in front of Jesus through the roof. They tuck out the deal up there and got up there and lowered him down. Can you imagine that? Next scripture. Seeing their faith. Whose faith? All of them. He was seeing their faith. Jesus said to the paralyzed man, my son, your sins are forgiven. Here again, your sins are forgiven. Because he said, but some of the teachers of the religious law who were sitting there said to themselves, what? This is blasphemy. Who but God can forgive sins? I mean, after all, this guy's a man. This is Jesus. Jesus knew what they were discussing among themselves. So he said to them, why do you think this is blasphemy? Is it easier to say to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or to get up, pick up your mat, and walk? Which is easier? He says, I will prove that. The Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins. Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, now wait a minute, what did he say? Back up here. I will prove that I, the Son of Man, have the authority on earth to forgive sin. Was Jesus capable of forgiving sin? Was he a man? Yeah, he laid down his deity. But I'm going to prove to you that I, the Son of Man, has the authority on earth to forgive sins. Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, stand up, take your mat and go on home because you are healed. The man jumped up, took the mat, and pushed his way through the stunned onlookers. Then they all praised God. We've never seen anything like this before, they explained. I mean, isn't it amazing how that we in the church, how I was in the church all those years, I never saw God do a miracle. I didn't see God do a healing. I certainly didn't have the faith to go back and a lady tell me I'm in excruciating pain and I can't sit here. I've got to go. And I say, hey, let me get your sins repented of. I'm going to forgive your sins. You're going to forgive your sins. We're going to get rid of it. And I'm going to pray for you and Jesus is going to heal you. He loves you. And while I was praying for her, she said, oh my goodness, the pain in my legs is going away. Do we serve an awesome Jesus? He's the King, isn't he? Does he still love his people? Does he want to do things for us? But does he want them done in faith? He don't want you to say, well, I'm not sure what he'll do. Maybe if it's his will, he might take away your pain. I'm so excited, I don't know what to do. Yeah, you got about as much faith as a mouse. No, God don't honor that kind of praying. Stand up, take your mat, and go home. Then Jesus went out to the lake shore again and taught the crowd that gathered around him. As he walked along, he saw Levi, son of, sitting at his task. Come, be my disciple, Jesus said. So Levi got up and followed him. That night, Levi invited Jesus and his disciples to be his dinner guests, along with his fellow tax collectors and many of the notorious sinners. I can't imagine Jesus hanging out with a group like this, can you? There were many people of this kind among the crowd that followed Jesus. But when some of the teachers of the religious law, who were Pharisees, saw him eating with people like that, they said to his disciple, why does he eat with such scum? Wow. When Jesus heard this, he said to them, healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. I have come to call sinners, not to those who think they are already good enough. Did the Pharisees and Sadducees think they were good enough? But they weren't good enough either, were they? But when He comes to you and you come to Him humbly and say, Lord, I made a mistake. I'm asking You to forgive me and I'm asking You to heal me. You promised it in Your Word. He'll do it. We have seen Him heal actually thousands now, I guess. In fact, I think about this precious daughter, the King got rid of all of her sin and we prayed for her and the Lord took away her pain already. I think about one day I walked up here on this platform. I was getting ready to preach on Sunday and all of a sudden the Lord said, Son, I want you to call everybody up here today that has pain in their body. I want to heal them. I said, well, wow. Okay. So I said, the Lord just laid on my heart all of a sudden that there's several of you here that has pain. I had a pretty full house that day. I said, I don't want you up here unless you got pain in your body. But I said, the Lord just told me that if you got pain in your body, He wants to heal you and take away your pain. I said, so is there anybody here that got pain? I expected one or two to get up. 25 people got up and walked up here and stood in line. I said, every one of y'all got pain in your body? Yeah. Hurting somewhere, leg, back, whatever, like this precious daughter. I said, well, okay. I thought, God, what am I supposed to do with these people? I mean, how am I supposed to do this? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So I said, okay, number one, come up here and stand right here. The first one come up and I said, you know, I really don't know what to do. God didn't tell me. He just said He wanted to heal you. So I said, just stand right there. I said, Lord, I said, close your eyes and just relax. I said, Lord, there's your daughter or your son, whatever. I said, I don't know what you're going to do, Lord, but I said, You said You want to heal him. So I said, Lord, there he is or there she is. Heal him. And all of a sudden the person said, my pain just went away. And in the next 2 hours, every one of them people that was up there, every one of them was healed. It took 2 hours. Every one of them was healed. Isn't that amazing? I didn't pray for none of them. I said, Lord, there they are. They're Yours. You said You want to heal them. So I said, just do it to them in Jesus' name. I said, Lord, do it.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.